The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Kushner, Poisek at the Beis Havad, and author of Commerce on Shabbos, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Gemara Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Testament Beis. The Mishnah, Ein Oisin Tachshitim La'Avodah Zkechavim. A person can't make jewelry or decorations, things that are made to bring honor to Avodah Zarah. A person can't make those. Katlois, Nizmin, Metabois, Reblezo, Eime, Beschar, Mutter. Reblezo says that it is Mutter if you're getting paid. Now, Taisis Magia, Taisis de Ramaskal Gia, says that Avada, Loimistabrishi Yatir, Shum Tana Lassus, Lachatkhila Tachshite, Avadz Kachavim. Avada, it cannot be that there's a Tana that allows a person to make Tachshitim for Avadz Zara, Lachatkhila. Ve'ein loyim adesharim shum eva, and it can either be because it's mutter or it's eva that a goyim will get upset. So the Torah says, because it's not mistavid, it's a problem, you could just tell them it's usher, it doesn't make sense, it should be a problem of eva. So the Torah has changed the gears, and the Torah learns that l'duvriya kol is usher mechtach shittim. Now, it's interesting because Tosis by saying that it would be mutter mishum eva if it would be applicable, meaning if there would be a problem mishum eva, if the guy would get upset, then there would be a heter. Tosis is really telling us that it's only usim midrabbanan. Tosis is mufurish daf chavav amid aleph. Dibri amaskul sovar. Tosis says mufurish that there would be never a heter mishum eva unless it's usim midrabbanan. But the Rai says there's no heter. So Tais is saying that to make things for the avodas for tzerich avodas zara, but it's tzerich kavod avodas zara, and to sell it to them, it would be only asim midrabbanan. Now avada, a person to do a maisa peula lekavod avodas zara, a person there's a sugya in Sanhedrin of samach mebeis, there's an iser there aisa leista say to mechabed avodas zara lechabek. The nashik, the rabbits, to hug it, to kiss it, to sweep in front of it, to do things which is to be mechaberit. So it's odd that that's also min haTorah. The reason why, in this case, when the person's making tachshitim, which are made to honor the avodah zarah, which a person sell tachshitim, which is also forbidden from the first. Tosis daf yudalad amid beis that the same way a person can't make it, also a person can't sell it. That's why there's a halacha in Simon Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Gimel, a person not to sell shaiva to a goy lefnei chageihem. A person is going to sell shaiva, which they use, wax, which they use for candles. Avada, lighting candles is not considered part of the worship. It's not the actual worship of the avodah zarah, but it was done to be mechabed the avodah zara. It's considered mechabed. So to sell items which the goyim use to bring honor to the avodah zara, is mefurish in Shulchan Aruch, a person not allowed to sell. So avada, the reason why that's only aser midrabbanon, even though lichar lighting the candles is aser minatera, is because when you create the candle, or when you sell the candle, or the jewelry, or whatever you're talking about that's bringing honor, The actual mice of selling, the actual mice of creation is not what brings honor. There's a mice, there's a pu'ula that brings honor. If you sell goyim a candle, there's no honor to the avodah zarah. If you light it, that's what's mechabed. That's the covet for the avodah zarah. So to light a candle be aser minatayra, but to sell them would be aser midrabbanan. Now the Maisa, these shailas do come out, do have application in the Maisa. I've received many shailas and I know many such questions where people who make carpets have been asked to make a carpet for a church, to make a carpet. It would be a custom job. I don't know if it would be a nafkamina, if it would be custom or not custom. But the bottom line is they're carpeting their sanctuary, their inner sanctuary of their avodah zarah, their base avodah zarah, and it's 100% to bring kavod for the avodah zarah, for the base avodah zarah, for the avodah zarah. And other people, they make these fancy lecterns where the sermons are given, which is avodah zarah. and there are clothing that the goyim have for various ceremonies, whatever these ceremonies are, where they bring people into the faith, and that's also 100% avodah zarah. And these clothing, which is custom made for that ceremony, is made to give honor to the avodah zarah, to the avodah zarah. It's a covered for the avodah zarah that people are dressed with their fancy malbushim. And the question is, can someone sell these items or jewelry or other things that have crosses that might even be worse? That's a whole different discussion. But covered avodah zarah l'chayr it is. It's a covered for the avodah zarah. So the person not to sell jewelry or make jewelry. It was unfortunately, it seems like it was a common you see from the Peskim, the Hungarian Peskim predominantly. You see that it was a somewhat fairly common industry by Yidden to produce such items. So the question is, what would be the eitzah? What would be the heter to make? Or is it? It's a tak aser. Now we did learn in Simon Kufnun Aleph in Yerdan. This was nigei a lot of sugis, previous sugis, that the isra to sell items which are miyuchid for alilim, items that are miyuchid for avodah zarah, that's only b'makam that they don't have a yichelus to get it b'makam acher. That's a ramo over there. But b'makam that they could buy it somewhere else, they have other ways of acquiring these items, then the ramo says it would be permitted. So if a person selling jewelry that's not unique and it's not custom made that no one else has, so then there would maybe be samach on the heter that I'm not the only one creating it. My lecterns are not the only one. My carpets and these and candles. The person makes candles, and the base of the zohar makes an order for candles. Is he allowed to sell it? So luchay would be a problem. For shalach and for shetaisus and dafidala, that same way you can't make the candles, you can't sell the candles. Halach and shulchanach kufrin aleph. It's awesome. So it would be the eitzah. So there's an interesting chazanish. So this is Chazanish in the idea of Samach Gimel and Oishit Gimel, and the Chazanish said makes a very, very, very interesting point, and that is that what bechlal is the iser to sell, and it sounds like from the Chazanish it is a kula, and it comes out of Shemadus Chumra. The Chazanish says what bechlal is the iser to sell avodah zarah, to chshite avodah zarah, to be mechabed avodah zarah, and you find many such surim in Kufla Mates. You find you can't sell svarim that are made for the zemer of the avodah zarah. That are made for they would read this form and they would sing the songs, the hymns, whatever we'd call it. But the goyim over there, that's also, well, why is it also to sell svarim that they would sing? Like, it's not the avodah zarah is to sing, but that's like the goyim. That's legar from tachshitim. It's made l'chabed avodah zarah, to sell the books, the songs. In a book to the church would be also because it's made l'chabed avodah zarah, and then be a shayla to sell the musical instruments. It's also made l'chabed. It's also being sold to be used in the service of honoring the avodah zarah. So the Chazanish asks that there's no iser on a goy to be mechaber to avodah zarah. It's only iser on a yid because it's only lois hasei. And since it's only alive by a yid, you don't have the iser by a goy. The Chazanish makes this, that's the mafurish halacha. The Chazanish makes this kash many times throughout avodah zarah. When do it be an iser on a goy? When not? So the Chazanish says that avada of the goy itself, there's no iser to be mechaber to avodah zarah. Only a yid is also lechabek, lenashek, lechibuk, and lerabit. All those halachas defined in Sanhedrin. So that being the case, what's the iser to sell it to him? There's no iser lefnei iver, because the iser lefnei iver is only when it's also for the goy. The goy is not allowed to do not allowed to be avodah zarah. It's not allowed to be served the avodah zarah. But to be mechaber the avodah zarah, the goy is allowed, and if the goy is allowed, then the yid is allowed to sell it to him. So the Chazanish says it has to be it's a gzera. It's a gzera. I mean, Taisa Takam before it's Madarabon. I don't think the Chazanish makes this cheshbon, but we prove from Taisa that it's only Isra Madarabon, because Taisa entertains the idea of the Mutim Makameva, which would mean that it's only Isra Madarabon. If it was Isra Raisa, Taisa would say it wouldn't be Shaykh to Hetim Shem Eva, because it's Isra Menatayra. But Taisa says it's not, the Svara of Shem Eva doesn't apply. There's no problem with Shemeva, but Taisa doesn't say there wouldn't be a hetter with Shemeva. So the Chazanish says it has to be a gzera. So he says, since it's a separate gzera that they made, then it's not the Issel of Me'iver, then you wouldn't have the heter of Yochum Tzayv Makamacher. You wouldn't have the heter that you find by Avodah Zarah, by Alila Malin, to sell Avodah Zarah. We said it's also Issel of Me'iver, to sell a Behem al Marshal. That the guy is going to be makrif to the avodah zara. That's avodah zara lane. That is the service of avodah zara. To sell the behemoth, which is enabling that service of avodah zara, is forbidden not slipping the evim and not Torah. And that's not the makam that the guy can get it somewhere else. Kamavur and Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara's previously. But says the Chazon Ish, to sell an item that's being used to lechabed, to bring honor to the Avodah Zarah, that's a separate gzera. Chazal forbid it. Chazal forbid you to sell it. Says the Chazon Ish, if Chazal forbid it, they forbid it. There's nothing to do with it if the goy can get it from makom acher. There's an isra on you to sell tachshit the Avodah Zarah. Even if the goy can find it from makom acher, that's only a heter when in the sugya with neiver. When in the sugya of this gzera, that he is not allowed to be mesayeya, so to speak, not allowed to aid the guy in bringing honor, then avada, that's going to be also, even when it's any yachal mitzayev makam acher. That's what the Chazon Ish says. Now, Uchara is a little pella to say such a thing, because first of all, you look in Siman Kuf and Aleph and Shulchan Aruch, and it's mefurish over there, and you go through the poskim and the shach there. It's mefurish that when it's when it's the guy could get it, could have access to these items, it's mutter. In Kufnun Aleph, one of the cases is also Shaiva, it's also Neiris that are not Gufa Avodah Zarah, it's only Kavod Avodah Zarah. And no one over there is Mechalik and says, well, the only time it's mutter when it's Yachum Tzeyev Makam Acher, when you can get it somewhere else, is when you're dealing with Avodah Zarah itself. But when you're dealing with items that are artifacts that are bringing Kavod for Avodah Zarah, that's going to be yasser. No one's machalik that. So it's a pashtus, you learn Shulchan Aruch, the word is a blanket heter, but makam acher. That's first of all. Second of all, l'chor, it's a kol shekein. If there's a gzeiru that says you can't sell them something which brings honor to the Avodah Zarah, and these items that you're selling is only bringing honor, it's not in the actual worship of Avodah Zarah, it's not being used to worship the Avodah Zarah, and these items are yasser, so Kol Shekein Zera would say that you can't sell them a behemoth which is being marked to the Avodah Zarah. That's Zichah bringing cover to the Avodah Zarah. It's not only bringing cover to the Avodah Zarah, but it is it's a Maisa Avodah Zarah, per se. But that, because of the Maisa of the Avodah Zarah, we're not going to ask her. That's also Aslut Me'iver, that you're enabling someone to do a Maisa Avodah Zarah. That will say is Mutter, because the guy can get a behemoth from somewhere else, or the guy has other behemoths, whatever the case is. But there's also the Zera that the Chachamah made, that the Chazon Ish is talking about. And that gezeira is that the Chazal forbid you to sell something which will bring honor to the Avodah Zarah. So l'chayr that should answer it, and we find the halacha it's mutter. So what one would have to say to answer these questions is l'chayr, is that even when Chazal, even when they made this gezeira, they now sell things that bring honor to the Avodah Zarah, that would not be chomer. That would not, they structure it in a way that it wouldn't be more chomer than selling Avodah Zarah itself. And selling Avodah Zarah itself is permitted because it's only us that slip me even if a makam yachum tzeib makam acher it's mutter. If you can find the guy can get it in other ways, then it's slip me even. So it would l'chare be mashman shulchan aruch that shaiva selling wax and candles and tachshitim and tabois and these things, which are not being used in this actual service of avodah zara, only used to honor avodah zara, would not be worse than items that are actually used for avodah zara. And that being the case, there are very well maybe a heter that if the guy could get these items somewhere else, he happened to have a relationship with you and he found out about you, whatever the case is, but you're not the sole provider of these items, then perhaps there would be an Eitzah that since he can get it somewhere else, you're not going to be over when you sell it to him.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.